You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Well, he goes from president to prime minister and now back to president. Vladimir Putin has won 6 years as president of Russia over the weekend. And there are yet again questions this morning about the fairness of yesterday's vote. Opposition protests are planned in Moscow for later today. Steve Rosenberg with our partner, the BBC, has this report from Moscow.
As the Russian capital woke this morning, little seemed to have changed. As usual, trolleybus 12 was gliding down Tverskaya Street, then swinging past Manezh Square. Just behind it, the Kremlin towers were still glistening from the frosting of snow they've had all winter. But something this morning is different. Russia has a new president. Someone whom one section of society is refusing to recognize as the country's legitimate leader. Last night in his victory speech, Vladimir Putin claimed he'd received overwhelming backing in the presidential election, and he was cheered by tens of thousands of people, many of whom had been bussed in specially to support him. But his victory has already been tainted by allegations of vote rigging. Independent election observers have reported thousands of cases of cheating. Putin becomes an illegitimate president, anti-corruption activist Alexei Navalny told me. A huge number of people in Russia will cease to recognize him as president and will continue to protest against him on the streets. Among the reported violations are election monitors being ejected from polling stations, in some cases being beaten up, and so-called carousel voting. That's when the same group of voters goes from polling station to polling station, casting multiple ballots. But Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, isn't convinced.
We know about these claims, but we cannot speak right now about falsifications. This is only court or election committee that can take a decision whether it is a falsification or not. In lots of countries in the world, opposition, when it loses elections, starts to speak about falsifications. It's a traditional game.
Since last December's disputed parliamentary election, tens of thousands of people have been demonstrating in Moscow, calling for honest elections and political change. Tonight, anti-government protesters will be back on the streets to dismiss the presidential poll as fraudulent. Some groups are calling on the crowd to form a human ring around the Kremlin. Now that Mr. Putin has secured re-election for the next 6 years, how will he react to such a challenge? And what will become of the protest movement? Yuri Saprykin is a Moscow journalist and a leading opposition activist.
I'm afraid that there would be very strong decisions from the president administrations, and they would try to suppress the opposition and the protest movement.
Just a few days ago, Mr. Putin accused Russia's opposition of planning to assassinate one of its own senior figures and blame the killing on the authorities. Boris Nemtsov from the Solidarity Movement believes it's statements like this which show there's a real danger of violence.
Yeah, of course. Opposition himself organized falsification. Opposition himself organized murders. We know that. We know this KGB trick. Everybody knows. But when guy from KGB said that somebody will be killed, this is serious. It means that he is ready for provocation to keep power.
Up till now, the confrontation between Putin and the protesters has remained peaceful. Tonight's rally is a test of both sides' resolve to keep it that way.
That's Steve Rosenberg with our partner, the BBC, reporting from Moscow. And joining us now, Ellen Berry, Moscow bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. Ellen, can you detail for us exactly what the problems were with the election? Was it what we've heard before, ballot stuffing and things like that? Or was it really just a problem with the people that were on the ballot?
So there are two layers to this problem. And one is a deeper one, which is this is a system that allows almost no real political competition. Putin was running against a slate of sort of shop-worn familiar politicians, many of whom have spent most of their adult lives running against him, who posed him no threat at all, really. So that's the first layer. The second layer is that kind of vote counting, ballot stuffing, padding the results, which may happen in part because local, because municipal and regional leaders are under pressure to show a big turnout. In other words, to convey a strong message of loyalty to Putin and to the regime. So those are two separate phenomena. I think what you've seen here is this mobilization of a big new group of political actors in Russia, and that is tens of thousands of people who decided to inject themselves into the political process by camping out in polling stations yesterday and looking for violations. So what's resulted from that is a kind of a spectrum, a cacophony of different anecdotes, video footage, evidence, and personal sort of personal witness of what people saw in those voting stations. It's going to take a while to get an accurate picture of what the proportions of the falsification were, but I think the mere fact that such a large number of people were engaged enough to get involved in this kind of activity gives you a sense of what's going on here, and that is people are more likely to question the legitimacy of the process itself.
Although, Ellen, is Putin really concerned about what the international election observers have to say? I mean, he certainly didn't seem to be all that fazed by it in the parliamentary elections, and it doesn't seem to have changed behavior in the presidential election.
No, it appeared that he was extremely relieved last night at the results that he got in the presidential elections. He almost seemed to be emotionally overwhelmed during the meeting outside the Kremlin last night. And I think for him, he feels like he has just gotten through a sort of existentially difficult campaign season. I think it's going to take a while for things to shake out, and tonight we'll get a little bit of a sense of how durable the protest movement here is going to be.
Ellen Berry is Moscow bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, reporting from Moscow. Thank you so much, Ellen.
You're welcome.